are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, they are blaming the colonoscopy for all our healthcare woes. They are saying the colonoscopy costs too damn much. And we will kind of review what things cost in America versus other countries and why, we really do have to figure out how to cut back on prices of things. I mean, yeah, we don't like Obamacare, and I think the way the government wants to handle healthcare reform is an issue. But honestly, when you're looking at prices, the price disparities of what we do here versus other countries, why are we so much more expensive, and what could we do to fix this problem? So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Bruno Mars. Many of you guys know him from I'll Catch a Grenade for You, that song. Yeah, that guy. His good singer. His mom was only in her 50s and died of a brain aneurysm. We're going to talk about that and one of the scariest things to die from that many of us ask about, because there's no signs or warnings. I mean, we could get mammograms and we could screen for breast cancer, we could screen for colon cancer, etc. But then you hear somebody young dying of a brain aneurysm. How do you screen for that? And will we even be able to under Obamacare? Right. Looks like a study has come out saying 2/3 of Americans are unhappy. 2/3 of Americans are unhappy. All right, let's figure out why. 1-877 Doc Dahlia. Do we need rocket science for this one here? 1-877 Doc Dahlia. 1-877-DOC-DALI. It's not funny. We shouldn't giggle at that. I mean, that's a shame. 2/3 of Americans say they're unhappy. I was talking to one of my bosses from BZ Broadcasting. We were talking about over the weekend how certain industries had done well with the recession. Like, for example, bankruptcy attorneys. Wow. They have, boom. Now all you hear are bankruptcy attorneys, and you hear credit restorations and things like that. And I mean, good for these guys for going where the market needs to. So some people have actually benefited from the economy. My answer was, I have noticed that I've given out more antidepressants. I don't think that's a good thing. Business has not gone up for me. And I would not want it to, based on people's depression. That's what's so hard about being a doctor. You don't want to benefit, from people being sick. You don't really want to hear a doctor say business is slow. All right, that's a good thing. If a doctor's business is slow, that means less people are sick. That's great. Okay, but still, it's in the long run, it does stink, because if doctors go under, and many doctors are, then you have less doctors when you actually need them. But that's just, I chose to be a doctor. I wanted to help people, whether there was good seasons or bad seasons. You still always pray for a bad season, because that means people are healthy. Type of thing. Kind of weird, but we doctors do that. We don't want you getting sick. I mean, when flu season comes, I'm not happy. I can't stand flu season. I'm scared about flu season. Okay, I don't look at it as a cha-ching type of thing. So anyway, but my antidepressant prescriptions have gone up. I don't want them to. And I try to talk to people about maybe seeing a counselor. I know the recession is depressing. I know they're working at jobs that they don't like. They're working at two jobs. They don't have health insurance. But that's definitely something that I've seen on the rise, depression and anxiety. And maybe it's because there are medicines out there, all right? Maybe it's because alcohol is starting to get too expensive and people are drinking less. So they're like, I might as well take a medication so I drink less. A variety of different factors, but that's what I'm noticing. So when you see this report saying 2/3 of Americans say they're unhappy, what's interesting, though, with this particular survey from Harris Interactive, it looked at 2,300 U.S. adults during the week of April 10th to April 15th. Probably not the best time because that's tax season. They found that only a third of Americans qualify as happy, but the most discontented group were Hispanics, minorities, recent college graduates, and people with disabilities. Now, that's interesting because your college kids and the quote-unquote minority voting bloc, you would have thought, would have probably been more, I should say, pleased with, let's say, the latest political outcomes and with certain things that were more in their favor legislatively, right? College kids could be on their parents' insurance, birth control, etc. And, you know, many of us on the conservative side were like, hey, you know what, don't be fooled. It doesn't mean everything's going to get better for you. And so I find this very interesting and sad that some of the most quote-unquote disconcerted people are the ones that might have actually benefited the most from the latest election. You know, kind of makes you wonder. And maybe that's why the younger people usually vote one way, and then as they age and they start paying taxes and stuff, they start voting another way, right? Because, you know, they've learned and they've matured, et cetera. You know, you can't vote for how you personally will benefit. You need to look at the whole scenario. And the scenario for young people right now, in terms of, maybe the student loans and the interest rates hopefully being manipulated to be low and being on your parents' insurance, et cetera, many of the things that have happened in the latest election were not very job supporting. And many of us conservatives already saw that. Okay, well, we need jobs. When you spur jobs, when employment is good, people are happy. Okay, entitlements and giving all these goodies like, you know, no copays with your birth control don't help you in the long run. It was a great short-term thing for Obama to get votes, and he got his votes, but it did nothing for the long run. And it's kind of a shame because I think a lot of people got duped. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, this is, please, of course, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia or follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have an iPhone app. We have an Android app. Very easy to download. They're free. You can listen to any of the Dr. Dahlia shows. You can also access podcasts, which always help. Listen to any of the shows that we talked about. In the previous hour, we had talked about Michael Douglas's HPV, human papillomavirus, that unfortunately he claims he contracted during oral sex, which caused his throat cancer. He says it did not have to do anything with the alcohol he was drinking or the smoking that he had done over the years, but he said that it was the oral sex. So we talked about HPV. We talked about how unselfishly many of you men are. And thank you for doing that, and how maybe, you know, you need to gargle or something afterwards so the HPV doesn't hook. I don't think we really know that much about what the, shall we say, time frame is on that. But as new developments in HPV and throat cancer develop, shall I say, we'll keep you guys posted. Because according to some news stories, they're saying, and news outlets are saying, this HPV throat-induced male throat cancer is an epidemic. And many of you have been performing certain oral acts for years, and how at risk are you? So we discussed that in the first show. Make sure you tune into that. Okay, Ryan writes, this is kind of interesting. Ryan writes, Dahlia, he probably couldn't spell Dahlia. That's okay. I work at a company where I make $12 an hour. I hear the latest recruits are being hired at $16 an hour. My son, who graduated college with a degree in business, was turned down because they said they had no openings. Should I tell my employer to swap my job for him so we can get the pay increase? That is gutsy. That is, and what a good father. Oh, wow. All right, so son doesn't have a job. New recruits are making X amount of money. Older employees make less. I mean, that's a tough one, okay? Because, you know, why are you making $12 an hour when the new recruits are making $16? It happens a lot where in order for businesses to attract certain people, although I'm surprised we're seeing this in the recession, but maybe some cities are out of a recession, who knows, that they have to up their game and offer more money, and they try to keep that on the down low with the current workers, because the current workers are making less. And I think it's a shame. If you've been at the company longer, you should be making more money than the new recruits. But then you also have the idea where if you weren't a college grad, and college grads get to go into management, they are going to make more money. You know, and $4 an hour, that counts. I mean, it all depends on your relationship with management. I mean, what I would probably do, it's very difficult because sometimes, you know, not only does the squeaky wheel get the grease, but they also get the axe. And so, you know, it all depends on what type of relationship you have with your manager. And you also want to make sure that the manager then conveys to upper management the exact story the way you put it, and not saying, oh, he wants to make more money. If I was this kid's dad and I was in your situation, I would probably say, look, you know, I know it's a recession. I know things are difficult, but I also know that from what we're hearing, all right, you know, new recruits are making a salary that's more than what I'm able to make now. What can I do to match that salary? All right. I mean, is it a, you know, kind of find out, you know, I mean, are there certain duties? Is there what would make me eligible for a raise? I would like a raise. I'm not asking for it now, but what would make me eligible for that? And if you kind of get the idea that you're not in that position, all right, you know, or it's just something that can't happen, I mean, then you could say, you know, look, you know, my son is looking for a job. He's a college graduate, et cetera. Rather than you spending a whole nother $16 an hour, you'd only be spending $4 more an hour. Can I swap jobs? And make sure you have some sort of maybe a contract or something. I don't know. That's a gutsy thing. I haven't heard of anybody doing that, but it's, I mean, you know, we're fighting to pay our mortgages and our rent, so I totally understand seeing what you're doing. Again, it's tough because, your manager may be like, you know what, you're really cool. I think what you're doing is great. All right, let me go talk to my bosses. They go talk to their bosses, and they're like, yeah, you know, he's upset. He's making less money than his son could. He wants his son to have his job instead. You could be in trouble. I mean, that's the hard part, the relaying of what you say. You know, I love person-to-person meetings because people could see my sincerity. People could see my empathy. People could see where I'm coming from. You know, but then if somebody turns around and says, yeah, Dr. Dahlia was in my office. She wants this. She wants that. I mean, I've asked for raises before. And when I ask for raises, I don't demand. I don't do guilt trips. But, you know, I'm really honest about it, and I'm understanding, and et cetera. But then the second relay may not be that. Dr. Dye is asking for money. You know, she thinks she deserves it. She, you know, I don't know. What should we do to shut her up type of thing? And so it's frustrating with that. And so if you think that there's going to be that lack of communication and you'll be at risk of losing your job, don't go there. Okay, if your son is a college grad, I think he's still going to be able to find a job somewhere. All right, I would hate for you, because that's the other thing too. How easy is it for you to get another job? Okay, I would rather both of you be working than you swap your job for him. And now you're out of work because all your net gaining is $4 an hour. Now, I mean, if you're ready to retire anyway, maybe that's a smart move. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, speaking of raises, a study has come out saying if you want a pay raise, the more specific you are to the dollar, the more likely you are to get it. You know, they say when asking for a pay raise, according to professors from Columbia Business School, they said that asking for a precise amount of money to the nearest dollar or cent, rather than rounding up the figure, you know, to, you know, the nearest 10 or 100 or whatever, gave you the upper hand in negotiations. As an employer, they're right. As an employer, they're right. If somebody goes, you know, Dr. Dalia, I need to make, in order to pay for all my bills, $17 an hour, rather than somebody making $15 an hour saying, I want a raise. Okay, if somebody goes, I want a raise, well, then you may give them, like a 50-cent raise, or you may give them a dollar raise, etc. But if somebody tells the employer where they need to be, that's extremely helpful from an employer standpoint. Because I can't tell you how, you know, when we weren't in the recession, and we thought we were paying our staff pretty damn good, and we were. All right, but other staff was able to find in certain areas, because, doctors were throwing money at nurses. There weren't enough nurses in Las Vegas at the time. So here I am thinking a couple buck raise was phenomenal, and then somebody quit after the raise. I'm like, I don't get it. What was she expecting? Yeah, what was, I mean, she's only been here 3 months. What was she expecting? So I guess, you know, it kind of is nice to know from an employer standpoint how much of a raise they want. And also, what I think is pretty endearing about that, I don't need to know anybody's business, but the fact that it's not an emotional, subjective, I just want more money. There's some objectivity to it. Okay? It's not that, you know, because, this old saying where employers think they overpay for less work, and employees think they're overworked and underpaid, right? And so some employers, and again, I could say this because I've been an employer, I've been an employee, so I've seen both aspects. Sometimes when somebody asks for a raise, some employers may take a look at it as a shakedown. Oh, they just want more money. They're just trying to squeeze more money out of us. Well, no. If you come up with an exact amount, and you don't have to go through your whole life story, but you kind of give a reason why. You know, it could be a very vague reason, but still some sort of reasoning behind it. Then it doesn't look like a shakedown. Then it looks like, okay, well, there's an actual reason. I know some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dalia, how can employers think that the employees are shaking them down? I don't know if you've seen Kitchen Nightmares, right? But that one couple, I guess, out of Scottsdale, where the owner doesn't trust any of the staff by the cash register, and he keeps their tips, etc. There are some employers out there where you just don't know what their thinking is. And so having that approach, like, look, if I could reach this level of my salary, I think I'll have everything covered, daycare, etc. It's kind of a stretch for me right now. And I don't want to leave this job. I love my job. But I got to tell you, I would be breathing so much easier if I could be making that amount. That, I think, goes a long way. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for cut into your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tacticals, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, singer Bruno Mars, who has made multiple chart hits over the last few years, his mother was only 55 years old and died this weekend of a brain aneurysm. Apparently, she had emigrated from the Philippines, gave birth to six children, including Bruno Mars, whose name real name is Peter Hernandez. Now, she was only 55 years old and suffered a brain aneurysm. This is a condition that I think scares a lot of us because, as with many other conditions, you could be walking around with that and have no idea that you have it. What makes that condition, though, even scarier is we aren't allowed to, in the medical community, randomly screen. Now, a brain aneurysm is when you have a blood vessel, I should say an aneurysm rupture, Okay? An aneurysm is when you have a blood vessel that starts to balloon out. So, like, whenever, let's say you step on your, let's say you step on your garden hose, and where you're stepping, you start to notice a ballooning of it, you know, and you know, it could burst. Okay? Well, brain aneurysms with certain pressure can burst, or they could tear or rupture. The wall gets weakened. The wall is stretched. And, you know, yes, there are some ways that you could maybe prevent it, but for the most part, you have no idea that you have one because these things are not routinely checked. And by the time we do diagnose it, you have died. Now, some brain aneurysms, the reason why not everybody dies who has a brain aneurysm is if that aneurysm was found. So, for example, we had a patient who was dizzy. She was dizzy, so we had ordered an MRI. It turned out we had seen that she had an aneurysm, a pretty decent sized one. She went and had neurosurgery done. They were able to repair it, and she's fine. Now, the dizziness might have had nothing to do with the aneurysm, but coincidentally, we had found it. Boom, we were able to jump on it. She was extremely relieved that we did. So whenever you hear of a case like this where someone, you know, lost his mother at a young age to an aneurysm, and I think every one of us have known somebody who's died of an aneurysm, all right, whether it was abdominal or up in the brain, we panic and we go, all right, well, I want to get screened. Well, right now there's only recommendations on a routine basis for abdominal ultrasounds, the ballooning of your abdominal aorta, but only if you're a male over 65 who smoked. If you are a male over 65 who wasn't a smoker, if you're a female, no screening recommendations. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, who gives a damn about the recommendations? You know, if I want it done, my doctor will order it. Well, great. If you want something done and your doctor orders it, awesome. You got a phenomenal doctor, stick with them. But keep in mind, the health insurance companies, okay, if they don't have to pay for a quote-unquote screening test, they won't do it. So, because I've diagnosed aneurysms in 63-year-old men, all right, how did I get the ultrasound paid for? Well, one is, before I order any test, I want to make sure I'm looking for everything possible. So an abdominal aneurysm, you can actually order an ultrasound. It's not as expensive as a CAT scan or MRI. But I also want to make sure that the radiologist is going to be looking for other things. So, for example, if they have fatty liver or if they have elevated liver enzymes, I'm going to order an abdominal ultrasound anyway to look at the liver. If they have a distended abdomen, their abdomen kind of pooches out, and a lot of men do. Well, they have abdominal distension. I want to look on the inside and see if there's, you know, not any fluid, etc. So some of my men who are 63 and they aren't at that 65 age group, they're getting abdominal ultrasounds anyway because something else is going on. Or let's say they're having abdominal pain. If you're having abdominal pain, you could very easily order an ultrasound. And currently, before Obamacare kicks in, insurance does pay for it. There's no reason a doctor or you should lie. All right. Nobody should be lying to get a test done. If you have some abdominal issues, all right, an abdominal ultrasound is still cheaper than a CAT scan. It's just the doctor's going to have to remind the radiologist, can you please mention what the size of the aorta is? Most radiologists will, if they do an abdominal ultrasound that looks at liver and spleen and, you know, kidneys and the abdomen, they'll comment on the aorta size. Usually they do. But for those that don't, remind them, can you please also comment on the aorta size? He's also a smoker, etc. And that's a way that you could very ethically and truthfully get things checked while other things are being looked. Now, what about, though, the brain aneurysm? Right now, again, no recommend for screening. Even if you have a first-degree relative with an intracranial aneurysm, still unclear. I think the only time screening is recommended is if you've had two or more members of the family that have had brain aneurysms, two or more. And they say then it's recommended for at least the first degree relatives over the age of 25. So basically, all right, for some of us, that means two people have to die in the family before you get screened. Okay, to me, that's not good enough. That is not good enough. All right, I would not want you to wait. As far as I'm concerned, one relative in the family having it for me. would count. Now, many of you would say, look, Dahlia, insurance is not going to pay for a scan of the brain, because you can't really ultrasound the brain, okay, to look for aneurysm. You have to get an MRI with an MRA for the angiography, or a CT with a CTA. The angiography is a dye that goes into the brain that'll light up the vessels, and so you could see if there's a pooching or an outpooching of it. It's a phenomenal test. So then what your doctor may do to, if there aren't any screening issues, I mean, one is he may ask the insurance or he may fight with the insurance. Some of the insurance will say, fine, they had a relative that died, that's okay. But again, we have to be a little bit pessimistic with the way things are going with Obamacare, because our health care costs are too expensive. And in the next segment after the break, we're going to be talking about some of the huge disparities of costs, where a colonoscopy costs, let's say in Spain, for example. So I understand insurance companies can't just screen everybody for brain aneurysms. It's too expensive. I get that. But let's say you're having headaches. Let's say you're having visual changes. Let's say you've had some dizziness. These are things, to me, that do warrant some sort of imaging of the brain if they're chronic, okay? So, but see, many of us, we blow those things off. I mean, I've been dizzy in the shower, right? I wash my hair, I bring my head back up, after, you know, it getting rinsed off, I get dizzy. Or I pick up the kids' toys, I get dizzy. Or I listen to one of the Dr. Dahlia Show replays and I get a headache. Okay, you know, I mean, again, not enough for me to get a scan, you know, today or whatever. But a lot of times, there are issues that will warrant the scan. And then if they do the scan, you might as well also inform the radiologist, look, my mom had an aneurysm, my dad had an aneurysm, God forbid, can you check that out? So, I don't want to say that there's ways around insurance. I want us all doing everything ethically. Nobody should be lying to their insurance company or to their doctor to get something done. But I also don't like how you have to wait for two people in your family to possibly die before you finally get checked. All right? That's some scary stuff. And, I mean, you know, let's say some of you don't have insurance at all. And you're going, Dr. Dahlia, I'm scared now. All right? I may not be able to get a scan. How do I know if I'm walking around with an aneurysm or not? Well, here's the thing. An aneurysm a lot of times can still show some symptoms. You could still have blurry vision. You could still have other types of neurological symptoms. So if you don't have those, that's a good sign. And also, keep your blood pressure down. All right? All right? Because blood pressure spikes could cause things like that to rupture. So make sure your blood pressure is in good shape. Now, cerebral aneurysms may be 1.5 to 5% of the general population. So that's 3 to 5 million people in the United States. That is a lot, but it's small compared to other diseases. They say between 0.5 and 3% of people with a brain aneurysm may actually suffer from bleeding. A lot of us with brain aneurysms, nothing will happen. But usually we'd get them over 40. If you have certain like issues like Marfan syndrome or Ehlers-Danlos, you could be at risk. But stay away from drugs. Stay away from cocaine, speed. Keep your blood pressure down. Something to do in the meantime. All right, guys, let's talk about healthcare costs. Is the colonoscopy to blame? 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD-cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is going to be a tough topic to talk about. All right, because we got to talk about money. We got to talk about procedures. Me being a doctor, okay, I know y'all think I'm going to be taking one side over the other. And I got to admit, I'm pretty fair. I'm pretty fair, okay? I have no problem being devil's advocate. I have no problem looking at both sides of the situation, okay? I mean, I even understand parts of Obamacare. Lord have mercy on all of us for that one. But my job as a physician on air is not only to answer your medical questions and to kind of guide you guys in certain directions with certain things, whether it has to do with jobs or economy or relationships, etc., but to also kind of give you an in-depth look of what the medical system is. All right, and why we have to do what we do. You know, many of you have great conversations with your doctors, and some of your doctors open up, and that's great. Okay, and some of them don't. They just go, here's your Lipitor, here's your Viagra, see ya. And I think whatever I tell you seems to kind of help you understand the situation, because most people won't tell you what I tell you. And I don't really have that much to lose. Because, I mean, if I get fired from radio, it's not because of what I tell you, it's because of, you know, there's probably ratings or other issues. So I really don't have much to lose to tell you, okay? So I'm just kind of prefacing that by going into this topic here on why things are so much more expensive in America. So they say the colonoscopy. And the cost of the colonoscopy may explain why the U.S. leads the world in health expenditures. Okay? Colonoscopies for people can be anywhere from a couple grand to $20,000. And I've been urging many of you to get your colonoscopies because I come from a family with colon cancer on both sides. I'm very scared of that cancer. I'm more scared of colon cancer in my family than breast cancer, believe it or not, because we've had more colon cancer than breast cancer in the family. And the reason why I'm in love with the colonoscopy is not because it, you know, gives us good material and we can make jokes with it a lot, but because it's the only screening procedure out there that cures as it goes. And it's the only screening procedure that prevents cancer. Now, how does a colonoscopy prevent cancer? Well, if it sees a polyp, and we've talked about this, there's a little polyp that's sitting there in your colon, it could remove the polyp, and that polyp can never turn to cancer because all colon cancer will start from a polyp. Now, not all polyps will turn to colon cancer, but if colon cancer is going to start anywhere, it's going to start from a polyp. So the GI doctors go in, or the colorectal surgeons go in, they could remove the polyp in the middle of the colonoscopy, cauterize the area, send it to the lab. Lab could tell us if it was precancerous or not, because certain polyp types are precancerous, or if it had cancer or not. And then we decide to recheck you as we go. It's a much more expensive test than mammograms, because you don't have to be sedated during a mammogram. And mammograms are still X-ray in nature, a much more inexpensive type of issue than colonoscopies, where you have to have a surgical center, you have to have a hospital, you have to have an anesthesiologist, you have to have propofol, you have to have IV, you have to have monitoring, etc. Now, that being said, the next question is, well, then, if colonoscopies are expensive, then why are we so much different and so much dramatically different from hospital to hospital and from country to country? Now, for example, according to the 2012 Comparative Price Report by the International Federation of Health Plans, all right, here's some average prices being reported by the New York Times. An angiogram. An angiogram that looks at blood the blood flow. We just talked about the angiogram or the angiography with aneurysms. Okay, average U.S. price, they said, was $914. Yet in Canada, $35. Colonoscopies, they say the average price is $1,100 for a colonoscopy. In Switzerland, $655, about half. Hip replacement. Hip replacement in the U.S., $40,364, according to this one price report. In Spain, $7,700 for a hip replacement. Lipitor. Lipitor in the U.S. is $124, yet in New Zealand, $6. MRI scans. $1,100 in the U.S. In the Netherlands, they found an MRI to be $319. Now, still, expensive, costs money. But why so much more expensive? Now, some of you could say, well, maybe they use less anesthesia. Maybe they use less monitoring. There's a variety of reasons of why things could be cheaper. But as a doctor, I could tell you it is so expensive to operate a medical office or to operate a surgical center or to operate a hospital that you can't just ask the doctor or the hospital to cut the price. We're in too deep. our medical system is too, we're just in too deep right now. Okay? I probably offer cheaper services than most other doctors in my area. You know, we have cash visits at $50. I think we could even do better and we could lower our price even more. But because most other doctors charge $100 to $200 to $250 cash price, me having a $50 cash visit in my area is one of the least expensive cash visits. But our medical office is having a hell of a time staying financially solvent, as most businesses are in the Las Vegas area during this recession. So it was suggested to me that I raise my prices. I can't raise my prices. I don't think my patients could afford it. I don't want to. All right? I don't think that some of my services really do deserve that much more. Okay? Why should the patients suffer because of all the billing software and the Obamacare rules and all the legislative BS and the taxes that I have to pay? Patients do suffer. Restaurant patrons suffer. They have to pay extra for the food as prices go up. But as a doctor, I just can't sit there and raise my prices. Okay, insurance companies won't pay me more, etc. Yet the malpractice premiums continually go up, even if there's no lawsuit. My supplies are always going up. I'm paid almost twice as much for a box of gloves, yet I've cut my prices 60 to 70%. All right? You can't make it. An American hospital or an American surgical center, if they didn't have to pay what they have to pay for staff, what they have to pay for liability, what they have to pay for workman's comp, what they have to pay for everything, maybe we could charge the same price as Switzerland and the same price as Spain. Now, I know some of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, maybe you doctors and hospital executives don't need fancy homes. All right? A lot of us, we aren't. Okay? I got to tell you, people who work for the car dealerships or work for casinos or work for these other white-collar jobs and management and these other companies do a heck of a lot better than medicine. That's why it's so hard to have our medical schools filled. One of you had written me over the weekend that your doctor doesn't speak English. You can't understand your doctor. We're going to be talking about this later this week, what to do if you can't understand your doctor. Okay, we are having a hell of a time filling our medical schools with American students. All right, the money isn't worth it. So when you read these articles saying, okay, well, look, all right, you know, procedures can be cheaper in other countries. Yes, they can. But when you see what we American doctors are charged and what we have to pay and what we're underpaid by insurance, no wonder a colonoscopy is going to be twice the price here in America. Now, I still don't understand why Lipitor is $6 in one country and $124 here. That to me doesn't make sense. Okay? A generic company in another country shouldn't have as much more taxes and regulations to the point where you have to charge, I don't know what the key figure would be, 20 times more. All right, that is off. And yes, we do have some issues. We do have some inflated prices. But you can't just say doctors charge the same price as Switzerland. We have to change a hell of a lot more, including tort reform. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Take me down to the little white
church. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.